Welcome to the Gorfine Schiller and Garden podcast series. Governor Larry Hogan recently announced that the Maryland State Department of Assessments and Taxation is extending the deadline to apply for the 2020 homeowners and renters property tax credits from October 1 to October 31st. And today we're speaking with Angela Dimitriva, who is a manager of tax services at Gorfine Schiller and Garden, more about this update. And Angela, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Matt. Thank you for having me.
Let's jump in. Yeah, it's great to have you. If you don't mind, tell us more about this new deadline extension that I mentioned here at the top of the podcast.
Yes, you did a great summary introduction on that extended credit, and I will just like to tell more about details on them. So there is a few credits. One is the homeowners property tax credit program. Provides relief for eligible homeowners by setting a limit on the amount of property tax owned based on their income. Currently, combined gross household income threshold cannot exceed $60,000 to qualify. So if a resident has already paid their property tax and applies before October 31st, and tax credit that the homeowners may be eligible to will be refunded by the local county finance office. Many counties and municipalities also provide supplemental homeowners credit, which will be automatically applied if the applicant is approved for the state homeowners credit. And the second credit is for renters property tax credit program, which provides tax relief for eligible renters who pay high monthly rent relative to their total income and do not receive federal or state housing subsidies or reside in public housing. The credit is issued in the form of a direct check payment of up to $1,000. And the last credit is homestead tax credit. And that one approved by homestead credit accrues over time by limiting the increase in taxable assessment each year to a fixed percentage and is one-time application without a specific filing deadline. And the homestead credit provides nearly $20 billion in assessment relief per year. Also, homestead tax credit helps homeowners deal with large assessment increases on their principal residence and limits the increase in taxable assessments each year to a fixed percentage. Every county and municipality in Maryland is required to limit taxable assessment increase to 10% or less each year by the local government from 1 year to the next. So the credit is calculated based on the 10% limits for purposes of the state property tax and 10% or less is determined by local governments for purposes of local taxation. In other words, the homeowners pays no property tax on the market value increase, which is above the limit.
All right, great. Well, Angela, thanks for that comprehensive rundown there. If you don't mind, tell us about how taxpayers can go about taking advantage of these tax credits.
Sure. A new applicant must be filed every year if the applicant wishes to be considered for tax credit. Applications can be submitted online through Maryland One Stop, where you can download the PDF form to fill out for mailing or apply online. So completed tax credit applications will be processed 30 to 90 days after they are submitted. Also, online applications will be processed significantly faster than those submitted by mail. In addition, if you have any other questions on this credit, you can visit www.taxcredits.sdac.maryland.gov website, or you can email to those credit programs. For homeowners property tax credit, it's sdac.homeowners@maryland.gov. For renters, it's sdac.renters@maryland.gov. And for homestead property tax credit program, it's sdac.homestead@maryland.gov. Or you can call SDAC tax credit information line at 410-767-4000. 4433.
Excellent. Thank you, Angela. And we'll certainly list out all of these informational resources in the written portion of the blog post, written portion of this podcast. And Angela, for our last question today is, tell us more about Gorfine Schiller and Garden services in this area.
Sure. And if you have losses in your household income due to the pandemic situation, and you think that you might qualify for this credit, please contact our tax department. We can help you to calculate your household income threshold and fill out the applications. Also, we are dealing with the tax law changes that have transpired in the past few months. Our team is here to help out with questions in relation to any of those changes and any tax planning ideas that have developed from those changes.
Excellent. And this wraps this Gorfine Schiller and Garden podcast interview with Angela Dimitrieva, who is a manager of tax services at Gorfine Schiller and Garden. And as you heard, Angela was kind enough to share her insights on the recent deadline extension to apply for the 2020 homeowners and renters property tax credits in Maryland. And that extension has gone from October 1st to October 31st. And Angela, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.